visuals are one of the most amazing teaching tools in the world. I think for a lot of reasons, they're essential to teaching lots of skills and especially rules and expectations. One of the reasons is that it's really helpful for kids processing information. We use a lot of words throughout the day, and we know that kids are only processing a small percentage of what we're saying when they're 3, 4, and 5 years old. It's really important for them to have that visual that's constant that can help remind them and help them understand what our words mean. There's this interesting phenomenon that you can't argue with a visual. Sometimes if a teacher is giving a direction, it's really easy for a child to want to do something different. But if it's a visual, the visual is constant. It can't change what it's asking you to do, and it's always going to be there. I think that's comforting for kids. I know what this means, and I understand it, and I can follow that rule. It's also really helpful to use visuals to be able to redirect behavior without stopping what you're doing. A lot of times you're teaching a really great activity, and if you have to stop and give a rule reminder, it stops the flow. The other kids are not able to attend as much anymore. But if you have visuals handy, you can just show a visual. A lot of times that's all a kid needs. You can keep doing what you're doing and keep being able to teach and moving forward with the activity that you were participating in. In my classroom, we have a large poster of our school-wide expectations, and each expectation has the words and a visual of what that expectation is. And then we also have a page of each classroom rule too. We have 4 classroom rules that we use, and each rule has its own poster in the classroom. Those are posted at our circle time area, which is also our block center. It's visual throughout the day. Kids can go over there and refer to them if they need it. We have created some more specific rules for activities. We have some rules for circle time that help children know what's the best way I can be a listener and learner during circle time. What kind of a voice do I use? What do my legs need to look like? Those things we keep on Velcro strips around the room so that they're easily accessible all the time and the teachers can just pull them off and use them as a reminder. One thing that we've also found really helpful is that we did a small group where our kids were able to draw pictures of themselves following the rules. So on our rules visuals around the classroom, the kids have participated in making those, and there are pictures that they have drawn and they've wrote their names on the rules too. So I think that what we found is that when you have these things in place, we see a really big decrease in a lot of challenging behavior in the classroom. There are still some kids that these rules are not meaningful and they're still not understanding what these concepts are. There's a lot of different things that we can do around that, but it goes on a child-by-child basis. If the child is having a hard time following a rule or having some challenging behavior, we first try and think about why. What is this child communicating to me by this behavior, by not being able to follow the rule? Then we can develop a plan for what do your individual visuals need to look like. Sometimes kids don't understand. The visuals in my classroom are usually line drawings. I start with that. Sometimes then we'll take pictures and put them in classroom book. Some kids don't understand what the line drawings mean. If I find that a child is not really following the rules, we'll take pictures of that child following the rules throughout the day and put that in a social story or a book or even a keychain that they can have on them at all times that you can just refer to. Oh, remember, we have to use our walking feet now. That's been helpful throughout the day. It might be helpful to have some system where these children are working for some reward for following the rules. They might need a little extra support in understanding what this rule is and being taught how to actually do it in the classroom. Sometimes it can be, hey, you're working to use your nice hands throughout the day today. Every time I see you using your nice hands, maybe we get a sticker on a chart or maybe we get something special that's really going to help you understand what it looks like when you're doing this rule and that makes it meaningful to you.